It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, the NFL season is underway, but we are going to blink and we will be right back to NBA basketball. Plenty still going on in the world right now. And we are being joined by right now, this minute, this second, the reigning defensive player of the year. He's a former Oklahoma State Cowboy. He is a Boston Celtic. It's my main man, Marcus Smart. Marcus, how you doing, bro?
Good, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. I know you were a different type of cowboy in college, man. And I know you're a fan of the Cowboys coming out the Metroplex. First question. Can you play quarterback? Because I think Jerry might need one, man.
Oh, man. Don't get me started. But, yeah, man, I played football before I ever played basketball. So that was my niche at first. So I played quarterback a little bit. But wide receiver was my main position for me.
Well, Jerry needs one of those too. What do you think those Cowboys are going to look like for the rest of the year, man? Not looking too good.
Listen, unfortunately for us, man, the Cowboys have been the Cowboys I'm 28. So for my 28 years, ain't nothing changed with them. They do real good. And then it's time where it really matters. And unfortunately, we at home watching everybody else again. So we'll see. My expectations aren't high. So whatever they do over those expectations is a bonus for me.
Marcus Smart is here with us. Man, we know we're getting ready for a new season in the NBA. We saw what the Celtics did. You won Defensive Player of the Year. Y'all went to the NBA Finals. We're coming into a new season. It seems like we snapped our fingers and boom, we're already here. What is that experience? What can you and the rest of the squad take from that experience last year into this coming season?
I think we could take from that is mentally draining, how mentally draining it is, you know what I'm saying? Especially when you've never been there and that's your first time. You know, the Warriors, they've been there multiple times, so they understood what mentally it was going to take, physically and everything, and they were prepared, a little more experienced than us. So, plus, we definitely were able to take that that mentality that, you know, the farther you go, mentally the things that get harder just as much as they do physically. And you have to learn to be able to play through that mental fatigue. And, you know, we had a lot of young guys and we were learning that. And I think that's something that is definitely going to help us with next season.
Well, Malcolm, you talk about the change last season. You talked about more of the team ball starting in November. We saw how y'all started off in New Year all the way into the finals. Now you add someone like Malcolm Brogdon, who was very complimentary of you, your IQ and how you play. What do you have to say to an addition like him and what he can bring to the team?
Man, I've been telling everybody who's asked me that question, actually, man. Like, I know we didn't really get to see as much of Malcolm because he was hurt last recently. So, but before he was hurt, we got to understand, you know, he was an all-star dude was doing his thing. And, you know, we know his game and it fits very well. And I think it just complements not only me, the team and the brand of basketball that we want to play here in Boston and the Celtics, because he has a great IQ. He understands how to not only get himself going, get his teammates going. And he's a good defender, so you know what I'm saying? So to add that along with a great defense team that we already have and another bigger body and another guy whose IQ is just as high as mine and other guys on the team, it generally makes us more dangerous.
Marcus Smart is here with us, reigning Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA. Man, I know you even stopped a workout earlier so we can go ahead and have this chat. What are you adding to your game? You're not the same player as when you came in. What have you been working on this summer? What have you seen from any of the other players on the team as well?
Definitely. You know, each and every year, you know, got to get better. You know, for me, that I took a big leap last year in that point guard role of, you know, demanding the team and running my team. But, you know, just even more crisper for me, you know, for me really being able to just shoot the ball like I know I can and my teammates need me to help, you know, guys like Jalen and Jason, and just really continue to hone up on my skills of being that leader on the court and, you know, really just becoming a more of a threat for my teammates. And I think we all been doing that. You know, we know Jason is a great scorer, but he's also been working on, you know, facilitating, taking his time and finding the spots where to score. And also, you know, working on getting everybody else involved as well. So we've all been working on things that we think we should work on, but things that we are great and just continue to hone those things and bring it all together, mesh it all up and see what we get.
Marcus, you talk about being a more polished point guard. when you won Defensive Player of the Year, one of my favorite folks and a real nice guy. He's a funny guy, too. He would rip the hell out of you. GP Gary Payton, man. He connected you with that award. A, were you shocked that you received it? We're used to seeing big men get the Defensive Player of the Year award. And what was the first thing GP told you?
Oh, man. Yeah, I was. I'm not going to lie. I didn't think it would happen. You know what I'm saying? Rightfully so. Bigs, you know, they do a lot. But and also it's just it's we didn't really have as guards a way of showing our contributions and how much we contribute to that end. There was no stat to really determine that for us. You know, you got blocks and rebounds. Well, bigs do most of that. But people don't realize as a guard, in order for the big to get the shot, you got to make the guy who's shooting to miss. And that's on us as guards. You know, we got to chase Steph over screens and make sure you miss a three. And then chase him down and funnel him to our big. So it's like we do a lot that doesn't get talked about nor does it get fairly, I guess, assessed to be able to give us the award. So I was very surprised with that. And like I said, the rifle is so big to do so much. And then not only that, to have GP, the man himself, the glove, the legend, the last guard to do it, hand me the award himself was in itself just I couldn't even ponder it. You know, I've been knowing PG for a while, GP for a while, and you know, just talking to him when I used to talk to him growing up, when he see me, and when he gave me that award, he was just like, "You finally did it! Like, you finally up here with me! You finally got one! And keep going!" So you know, that meant a lot, especially when you tip your hat and that's where you put your hat is on that defensive end to get that recognition.
Marcus Smart is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, man, GP is the best, the last dude to win it. This is almost 20 plus years ago as a guard. Just never talk to GP about those Niners. The conversation is never going to go positive. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Deal, got it.
You know that. And Marcus, we talk about GP, one of the greatest point guards ever. Just your style of play, your tenacity, and this is something amazing that you're doing right now. One of the key reasons that you play ball the way that you do is because of your family. And you're working on a great cause to spread awareness right now with Be the Match and also for Aflac. Explain to the folks why you play ball so hard and what your connection with Be the Match is. Explain that for the people listening right now.
Well, definitely. So I'm the youngest of four boys. So if you got siblings, you know, and especially if you're the youngest, you know what that means. You know, you got to fight, you got to scratch, and you got to claw your way for whatever you want in the house. Well, I got three of them. So I'm fighting not one, but two, three, four at a time. So when I come on the court, you know what I'm saying, for me is if I can fight my brothers who 20 years to 30 years older than me every day on this court, off the court, then there's nobody on the court that steps in front of me that I can't face. And so that's how I go about it. And my mom, and as she's the most strongest of us all, to have four boys and still demand that respect and, you know what I'm saying, as a mother, that's that right there, that takes more than anything. So, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I was getting baby from her because she couldn't do that. She had three other boys. She didn't know what babying was. So it was all tough love. So when you get on the court, you know what I'm saying, that comes out, you know, everything you work for, your family. And then on top of that, I've also, you know, dealing with, I lost my mom 4 years ago to cancer, bone marrow to be exact. And I lost my brother a while back, about 14 or 15 years ago, to lung cancer. And so being able to partner with Aflac and Be the Match to be able to help bring awareness to cancer and sickle cell and other, obviously, blood-related diseases is something that has hit home for me personally, and is, I think, something that it goes hand-in-hand with me. And the way that Aflac continues to you know, to heed I'm sorry, I'm breaking out, but to really, you know, close the gap. I'm sorry, that is, to really close that gap, you know, in the fight of, you know, helping finding the cure. And the way that they continue to go and not give up is exactly how I play on the court. No matter what the odds are against me, I'm going to continue to fight and I'll continue to find a solution.
Marcus Smart is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I encourage everyone to go ahead and check out be the match. And we know when it comes down to sickle cell and even blood disorders and diseases and cancers, unfortunately, these things disproportionately affect African Americans. I think it's a matter of one in 365 of Black Americans will be affected by such, man. Talk about the importance of just some of the health inequities that we see. We know we used to toughen it out and it's just like, hey, this is a little bit of pain or this is just a minor thing. And you keep going until you find out it's something larger. Talk about the importance of just getting checked out, man.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, with the technology we have now, we can catch a lot of things earlier than we used to, which obviously, you know, helps the odds, but definitely the odds are very slim when it comes to the funding. So, you know, and when people don't really know and understand and are very educated about something such as sickle cell, then it makes it less more informative for them to know and to want to help or to want to go say, you know what can I do to change and help the change come, such as being able to go and be a donor and join up and swab your cheek and join the registry to be able to have options for, you know, kids and people who are dealing with this disorder to have donors and to be able to find a match. And so it's tough, but I definitely would have to say there's no need for us to fight it out anymore. There's no need for us to tough it out. You know what I'm saying? Do your research. If you don't know, ask questions, go get checked. Find out how you can go get checked up because you never know. By you doing that, you're saving a life and you don't know how many lives you possibly could save.
Absolutely. Marcus Smart joining us, the JR Sport Re-Show, CBS Sports Radio. As we wrap things up, that's for our own health. I think it's also important for healthcare providers, to doctors and nurses, to also be open-minded that people come from different backgrounds, they're from different places. We got a lot of people who listen, working in the hospitals, working in the field, tending to patients. What message would you share to healthcare providers about being open-minded and also listening to people from different backgrounds, regardless of where they're from?
Oh, I just have to say that everybody deserves to have a chance to have a cure, you know? And I think that right there enough that everybody deserves a chance to be able to have a chance to find a cure. And no matter what color you are, no matter where you come from financially, no matter what part of the country you come from, everybody deserves to be able to have an opportunity to have a cure and to have a fighting chance.
I appreciate that, Marcus. Talk to the Celtic fans out here, everybody with that green and with that white. Are we expecting another run to the finals? I mean, it's going to be tough in the East, man. What you got to say to the folks?
It's definitely going to be tough in the East, but you know what I'm saying? We're the Boston Celtics. Green runs deep. This is what we do. We definitely expecting another run, but we ain't expecting it to be easy. We know what we're up against, but we're ready for war.
I can dig it. Marcus, I encourage everyone one more time to check out Be The Match. Where can they keep up with you, Mr. Defensive Player of the Year?
Oh, man, you can keep up with me on Instagram, Young Game Changer. Twitter, everything. Just if you see me out, because I'm out in the city, I do a lot in the city. So if you see me out, say what's up, show love, find me at the Garden. You already know I'm there. Just everywhere, man. You can find me wherever, really. So if you see me, you want to hit me, Young Game Changer on Instagram, hit me up. I'm here.
Props to Marcus Smart for everything that he's doing on the basketball court and also in the community, making sure that, you know, you can use your profile to help other people and make their lives a little bit easier. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get to some more basketball.